Right now, let's bring in the man with the plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I don't know if this plan is anything that you want to chisel in stone, because it still could change in one way or another.
So the computer models are not lining up on this.
Oh, they're okay. They're doing an all right job. When it comes to freezing rain and sleet, it's a very, very tricky forecast. Very tricky. And usually, it changes from place to place locally. Winter weather advisories are out from 7 p.m. tonight to 5 p.m. Friday. We'll have plain old periods of rain today with areas of fog, temperatures around 40. Rain and fog tonight, for the most part, low 30s. Things begin to get a little bit on the critical side toward morning tomorrow. So we have a wintry mix or an icy mix, changing to snow at times. I don't think it's going to be all snow. I think it'll go back and forth. At times it'll be snow mixed with sleet. Other times it'll just be sleet with some freezing rain. So that's the way it looks, 30 and falling. So we'll be falling into the 20s. As far as accumulations, my gut tells me right now that we're only looking at like 1 to 3 of snow and or sleet. That should do it. But you know what? That's all you need. And it's more than you need for things to get very, very hazardous and slick. We will be dropping into the teens tomorrow night, partly sunny and windy, 25 to 30 Saturday, sun and some clouds, low 30 Sunday, and by Monday, we should be back into the 40s. So we do have a quiet weekend, but we really have to get through tomorrow before you can sit back and relax.
So what time do you think the freezing weather will start?
That should start tomorrow morning, definitely tomorrow morning. I think by this time it's in progress.
All right. And will it be a heavy freezing rain or just a misting freezing rain?
No, I think initially it's going to be a steady one, but as we go into the afternoon, it's going to get lighter and lighter.
All right.
Well, I know you're worried about getting in there tomorrow morning, right?
It's not getting in; it's getting up the ramp.
But you have the heater, right?
No, at my house I have the heater. At the radio station we don't. That's it's an 80-foot ramp, 40-foot one way, 40-foot another way. It would be, it would be too expensive to do that there. So that's my big deal tomorrow.
You're thinking? I mean, you get into the station what about 5, Marshall?
Yeah, 4:30, 5 o'clock. Yeah,
4:30, 5 o'clock. Let me see. Let me take a look at this. Take a look at the actual raw breakdown of temperatures and precip and see what they're telling us. They're saying that at 4 a.m. it will be 35 degrees. Now this is concentrated on Bradley Airport. So let's look at Bradley, and then we'll take a look at Poughkeepsie, and we'll get a combination. 35 degrees at 4 a.m., 32 degrees at 7 a.m. So somewhere between 4 and 7 a.m., it becomes a wintry mix. That is at Bradley.
All right.
Let's take a look at Poughkeepsie. At Poughkeepsie, at 4 a.m. it's 36, and at 7 a.m. it's 34, but they're saying that there's aura at 4 a.m., even with 36 degrees there, I guess because of elevation, they're already saying that it's a wintry mix. And I'm going to assume that they're going to do the same thing for the Berkshires, but I'll take a look right now. The Berkshires at 4 a.m. is 19. 16 by 7 a.m. and they're in freezing rain and sleet. They're not even in snow yet.
Is that out of Pittsfield?
That's out of Pittsfield.
Yeah.
So I mean, it looks to me like Pittsfield, just to the northwest corner of Connecticut and north and west, there already could be a wintry mix in progress. But if you were like in northwest Connecticut, like Litchfield, you'd You're talking, you know, Bob, what are we talking about? You're talking about, you know, the northwest sections of our state, not the corner, but the sections. There, it could be a while before it changes over till about 7 a.m.
But this isn't going to be a heavy ice storm, though. We don't have to worry about that, right?
Well, that remains to be seen. You know, I mean, nobody's painting the picture. There are no ice storm warnings or anything like that out. But Arctic air is heavy. Oh, let's put it this way. Cold air is heavier than warm air. And Arctic air is pretty heavy. So if this Arctic air seeps in while it's still warm aloft, the precipitation aloft is coming down as rain because it's warm.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it comes down to the ground where it's below freezing and has no other alternative but to freeze as freezing rain. And that's what causes an ice storm and the buildup of ice on trees and limbs and power lines. It's not out of the question to have that problem tomorrow morning. You know, the only thing we could pray for is that if you do get the freezing rain, the upper air quickly turns cold enough to change it to snow and you get snow instead of an accumulation of ice. And all of that, that's why I told you this forecast could still change. Don't chisel it in stone. There still could be lots of changes in the wind.
It's a big storm too, right?
It's not a storm, it's a cold front.
Yeah.
And it extends, that's the problem. It extends from, right now it extends from Buffalo, all the way down to Texas. So from Texas to Buffalo, it's snowing. Okay, give you an example. Right now in Buffalo, it's 29 degrees, snow. In Syracuse, it's 36 degrees and rainy. So it's a 7-degree difference in a short period of time. And the difference is the weather. Ahead of the front, it's rain in Syracuse. Behind the front, it's snow. So I've seen these situations do one of two things. And we were talking about this all day yesterday. Don was on with me. I was talking with Bob. But, you know, we're going back and forth. And we said, you know, we remember times when we got caught off guard. You know, that the front wasn't supposed to come through until, you know, let's say 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And all of a sudden it's 9 or 10 in the morning. And the temperature is 31, 29, 28. And everything is starting to freeze over. And there's accidents all over the place and nobody expected it that soon. On the other hand, here we are painting the picture for an ice storm and the front stalls. And the temperature's 33 and it's raining. And it's raining and it's raining. And then finally when the temperature drops, the moisture moves out and boom, nothing happens. And we all get out, you know, everybody gets a finger pointed in their face. You know, we do. You guys told us it was going to be bad and it wasn't, blah, 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 or vice versa. So it's a 50-50 shot. That's what I think, Marshall, although most of the modeling is agreeing at this point. So let's hope that this is the way it's going to go.
All right. Well, you know, what the heck, you know, you predicted this type of winter through February. You did. You said it was going to be, real sloppy.
Sloppy, slushy, you know. I just didn't see anything, you know, permanent. I didn't see a pattern where I could say, Marshall, snow tomorrow. Marshall, snow next Wednesday. Marshall, snow next weekend. You know, it's just not like that. It's just not like that. So, and it seems to me like the worst weather is definitely hitting the middle of the country.
Yeah.
I mean, that is where they're getting the really frigid air, and that's where they're getting the snow. I mean, Chicago, I mean, last night Chicago had like 7-8 inches and it was still snowing. So places like Chicago up near Michigan, these places were getting like a foot of snow. And it would not surprise me at all, Adirondacks, the Green and White Mountains, easily a foot of snow from this system.
Well, the ski areas there will be happy.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be jumping for joy. Yeah, no problem. No problem. Yep.
And then the week after that, it's going to be seasonable.
Well, it'll be seasonable at least for the early part of next week. We'll have to see what happens after that. I have to tell you, Marshall, I haven't seen anything jump out at me and say, oh, my goodness, look what's coming our way. I mean, I've seen more cold air, but I haven't seen any big storms where I would say to you, Marshall, we have to watch. I mean, I think the next, you're going to laugh at this, but I think the next event that we'll really pay attention to, wintry, is going to be very close to Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Which is what? Monday, right? Not this Monday.
Not this Monday. A week from Monday. Yeah, we have
a week. So I think like next weekend, you know, things may start looking a little, we'll start saying, well, Marshall, Sunday into Monday, or maybe Monday. I don't know what the time is going to be, but that's what I'm thinking. 13th, 14th, around there.
And we've got a big, once again, this year, we always get over 1,000 registrations, and this year is no different. We give away prize packages, 5 different prize packages for Valentine's Day, and people can register on our Facebook page, whtdrobinhoodradio.com. And already we have, we have 2,000 people that visited, and we have about 1,059 that have registered for the 5 packages that we're going to give away.
That's great.
So Valentine's Day is always a big day for us. People love to win the restaurants and the flowers and the bottles of champagne and stuff like that we do. And also, we had a new sponsor come. Well, GK Electric has been with us forever, but Kohler Generators came on with us beginning today. And they're talking for 3 months, for February, March, and April, about don't be without power. And this is a perfect time for Kohler Generators and GK Electric to be on talking about not being without power. Within 10 seconds of your power going out, the Kohler Generator starts up. So we welcome them on board as new underwriters.
Okay, great. Good.
All right, Pat. Well, I guess we'll follow you all day today, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. We'll get the final decision from the Court of Pagano.
Thank you. But in the meantime, please, please, please be careful.
All right, Pat. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.